Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of things there that will help you with your small business, regardless of what you got on your mind, opportunity, challenge, anything in between, and on any topic under the small business sun, we got something there that will help you at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to take the poll question, too. And by the way, I'm on Twitter if you want to follow me there, at Jim Blasingame. Facebook is facebook.com/smallbusinessadvocate. Pam Danziger, Pamela N. Danziger, is our guest. She's the author of the brand new book, Putting the Lux, L-U-X-E, Putting the Lux Back in Luxury, How New Consumer Values Are Redefining the Way We Market Luxury. Pam, congratulations again. I know this is available wherever books are sold. What about your own website?
It's at unitymarketingonline.com, and we have a lot of information, and there's some, I got some new YouTube posts, so I'm really pleased when I'm getting on YouTube now, too.
We get to see your face, your beautiful face on YouTube? Good.
Well, it depends on how the makeup turned out that day.
That makes me wonder. I know I have the same problem. Hey Pam, I like the fact that you use the word values.
Yes.
On your subtitle, because I've been talking about values now for a couple of years as a really important component of what motivates people. And I've come up with this little statement I want to get you to think about. Value is the threshold of the relationship that you have with customers, meaning you got to have value or you can't even show up. You don't even get invited to the party. But values, put an S on that word, values are the foundation of the relationship. What do you think?
Well, I think that's absolutely true, because there's a big difference between value and values. And, you know, as I look at the market, I mean, I think marketers, in fact, have gotten really confused about what value is. And they look and they say, oh, that just means cheap. And, you know, yes, people would like to pay. They always want to pay less for something if they can. But the fact is they're willing. I mean, particularly the high earners, who are not rich yet with discretionary money, who are the heavy lifters in the economy, they're willing to pay more if the value is there. And that's, you know, and I think, you know, the value is, I think about, you know, the people who, you know, patronize a small, independent, privately owned coffee shop versus going to Starbucks. I mean, they're making a statement, not just for value, but values. They're making a value statement there.
Well, value is a commodity. Now, we used to not think that, but today, in the 22nd decade of the 21st century, value is a commodity. Values are unique.
Yes, it is. And you know, it's because, I do a lot with the retail market. I mean, product cannot set you apart anymore, because there's product everywhere. Everybody's got the same thing, and somebody can always be cheaper than you. So it's really, people aren't going to buy just because of your product. They're going to buy because of the experience, because of the values, and they're going to want to vote with their dollars for the values that you stand for. I mean, lots of people will not walk into a Walmart store.
So if you've got a business that sells any product that the upscale consumer can buy. If you, for example, if you're in the home remodeling business, and somebody might want you to put up on a storm door for them, but another person might want you to put in $100,000 kitchen for them, then, you know, if you're going to attract that kitchen project, you're going to have to demonstrate to this affluent purchaser, this affluent prospect, that you have not only that you can do the job, because there are 6 other people who can do the job, but that they like the way you do business. They like your values, how you think about treating people, and how you think about your work. What do you think, Pam?
Oh, I think that's absolutely true. And I think you have to, as small business people, you have to rise to that occasion and be the utmost. Oh, I have so many stories of just how people have made such mistakes because they think, oh, well, we've got money to spend, and we're just going to throw it away. And it's like, you're crazy.
Right.
You know, rich people don't get rich by spending it. They get rich.
They never were like that. But what the point you're making, and this is, and back to the point we made earlier about systemic versus structural.
Right.
I mean, cyclical versus structural. This attitude is becoming structural now. It's not cyclical. It's not going to go away, and perhaps not in our lifetimes, Pam. What I see from your book, you're saying that this attitude is going to be pretty much enduring.
Yes, this is the new normal, and yeah. we've got to deal with it. And again, understand what the consumer wants, and understand the value that they want, and deliver that. But we also have to deliver those values. And I love your distinction between the two, because it's certainly something that I stress too.
Good news is, I think it's something small business owners are better at than anybody.
Oh, they are, because they have one-on-one relationships with their customers.
Pam, I got to wrap it up. The book's called Putting the Lux Back in Luxury. Pam Danziger, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Got to go. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.